Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, March 27th, to Ocean's 12. Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw Undefeated, a documentary about high school football, and if you liked Friday Night Lights, the dearly departed Friday Night Lights, I think you'll like Undefeated, and if you didn't like the show Friday Night Lights, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I saw The Hunger Games, speaking of things I don't want to have anything to do with, and I will talk more on that, probably too much more on that, a little later. I had a great time at the American Comedy Company in San Diego on Sunday. Graham Elwood was there, and he got taken down in one round of the Leonard Maltin game by audience member Carlos, whose name tag was the facehugger from Alien. Madison, Wisconsin. You can play against Mr. Elwood at Comedy on State on Sunday, April 1st at 4:20. Last night I interrupted MI4GP at CineFamily here in Los Angeles with guests Megan Neuringer, Rob Hubel, and Zach Galifianakis. Really fun time, really fun movie. Brad Bird should have directed Hunger Games. I'm gonna start making a list of who should have directed the Hunger Games. Brad Bird is up there. The next movie interruption at CineFamily is going to be The Gray on April 11th. Yeah, I'm going to need you to get under the wolf. Next, you'll be taken. CineFamily.org. CineFamily.org for tickets. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is The Hunger Games, the least exciting movie about children trying to kill each other that I've ever seen. The number two movie is 21 Jump Street, the funniest adaptation of a TV show that wasn't funny that I have ever seen. So watch Jump Street, not Hunger Lames. This has been Watch This, Not That. LA friends, I'm recording a special Doug Loves Movies at Flappers in Burbank once again on Thursday, April 5th at 10 p.m. And you can make Good Friday this year a great Friday by seeing me right here at UCB. I'm going to tell some jokes and then also show some of the greatest movie ever rolled on April 6th. That's Good Friday at 8 p.m. Only $10. All of it goes to UCB. From the corrections department, Mike Myers was born and raised in Canada, but in my defense, his parents are British and he holds American, Canadian, and British citizenships. Also, his best friend is a donkey. Now... Now it's time for tweet relief, tweets about movies. At Liz McLarnon wrote, do you know what they call Hunger Games in Paris? Battle Royale with cheese. This has been Tweet Relief. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Got prizes for tonight. I got a pair of gold, beautiful gold tennis shoes signed by two of the guests tonight. I don't know what size they are, but I think they're for a lady. So I got another Weezer item. I'm still giving away Weezer stuff, a Weezer t-shirt, Doug Benson professional humoridian, some t-shirts that we'll get into these t-shirts when the guest gets out here. But there's a few of them. I think they're humorous in nature. And then this is a lot of t-shirts. The winner's going to get a lot of shirts. I hope the winner's a shirtless person. And Doug Loves Movies shirt, hot off the presses. And also, one last thing, two last things. This is funny. Leftover from my gift bag that I got at the lead up of a while back, some Magic the Gathering cards. Yeah, this is the event deck, whatever that means. And then a CD by this talented comedian. So let's bring him out here, you guys. Let's get them all out here. Please welcome Lennon Parham, Jessica St. Clair, Moshe Kasher, and Brendan Walsh. Sit wherever you'd like. Yay, yeah, keep clapping loudly into my ear. Oh, Brendan. So you brought these t-shirts.
Yeah.
And what do they say on them?
That one says, give me a break, I'm on heroin.
Okay, instead of break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. And then, what does this one say?
It's a digital clock that says 10 a.m. and underneath it says, still drunk.
Your shirts are killing, Brendan.
Yeah, they're really funny. That's why I wanted him to say them instead of me. And then what's this one?
It's a Doug Stanhope t-shirt that I have laying around.
No, that is sodomite. Funny guy, so laugh.
Oh, sodomite.
Yeah, okay. Instead of dynamite, it's like the Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, thing. Sodomite!
Yeah. Can't get those anywhere.
And it says Doug Stanhope on it.
Yeah. Another Doug.
Yeah.
In comedy.
The only other one as far as I'm concerned. And as probably as far as the world's concerned. I can't think of any others. There was a guy named Doug Sparks who was like a black dude who did a lot of Sammy Davis Jr. impressions.
Doug James. You know that guy?
Who's that?
He's a weirdo who books like shows out in like...
So I don't ever have to worry about him catching on. Because I just wanted to be a two Doug... Comic Nation. What?
DJ Doug Pound.
Doug Loosenhop.
Yeah.
What?
You just were trying to make Doug want to kill himself today.
I don't even know what to do with all that. So let's move on. Lennon.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
And Jessica.
I don't know any Dougs.
Dougie Fresh, but he's not a comic.
One of my agents is named Doug.
I, too, have an agent named Doug.
These are the Dougs I know. These are the Dougs I know. So you guys, Jessica and Lennon, have a new TV series on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
Yep, yeah. It's on.
Yay!
Yeah. Next Wednesday night. Is that right, Lennon?
Why would they make a TV show about two girls?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem
funny.
They're
not funny.
To me.
It's
yeah.
not funny at
That's
all.
It's going to be horrible.
It's real terrible.
It's 30 minutes of us talking about periods
Beaches.
And then how much we love chocolate.
Literally, though, I do say vagina in the first four lines.
Yeah, she does.
But well, that's great.
But it's
that
not funny.
Great.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So if people need to avoid it, when do they need to not tune in?
Do not tune in. Find something else to do Wednesday night. At 8:30, we follow Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Excuse me.
Wait a second.
That's a real thing?
Really a thing?
Oh, yes. This is a prank show where old people prank young people.
What?
And I literally, first of all, I would have tuned into this show regardless of whether or not we were following it, and I cannot wait. Apparently, they like pop out of garbage cans. They do a bunch of crazy shit, and
very
I can't.
Slowly. There's one where a woman flies down with a parachute, gets stuck in a tree. An old woman.
An old woman. These are not like, and this isn't like. Remember the guy on the Six Flags commercial?
That wasn't a real face.
That was a young person dressed as an old person. Yeah. These are real old people with brittle
birds. I was wondering why you brought that up.
Yeah.
Remember how annoying that commercial was?
Do you know why? I thought that guy was Uncle Junior from The Sopranos. And then Matt Walsh had to tell me, like, you fucking idiot. Like, that's a young person. You think Uncle Junior could do that kind of dance? That was real.
like the guy's physical appearance didn't give it away. That it was that Uncle Junior can't dance.
Yes! He's not that flexible. Anyway, so that's, yes, but we're very excited for our show, and I hope you guys watch it.
We wrote it, and we're in it.
Yes.
Yeah, you created it.
And
yeah.
Another guy from the UCB, Luca Jones, he's in it, and this guy, Stephen Schneider, who is a real dish. A dish best served cold.
Don't you like saying that, and that's not what that means.
I don't know
you
what
don't
that
say
means.
That the man is hot.
Anyway.
Served cold.
At any rate, it's very exciting.
I can't wait. What's the premiere date?
April 4th.
8:30. Boom. That's a week from to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. I nailed it.
You nailed it.
This pops on Friday, so people have 5 days to figure out something else to
do. And it's on iTunes right now, Hulu.
Yeah, you can watch the pilot.
You can watch the first episode.
Can see you say vagina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Literally in the first four lines.
Yep.
All right, so check that out. Everybody,
do it.
Moshe Kasher has a CD. That's what I showed everybody before you came out. What's the CD called?
It's called Everyone You Know Is Going to Die.
Oh.
And then you are.
That's some light fare.
Hold on, I'm not done with the subtitle.
Yeah, what is this, a Fiona Apple record? Why does it have
it's a Fiona
such a
Apple
long-ass
record.
Title?
I was originally going to call it This Is a Fiona Apple Record and just have it be that. And the subtitle is Unless You Die First. So it's an indisputable fact. It is true.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Okay.
Everyone you know someday will die, and you, unless you die first.
Yeah, but with a more finesse.
Okay. I have it. It's a great CD.
Oh, okay. And so you also have a book, though, right?
I have a book coming out tomorrow. I thought
you'd bring that.
Oh, give it
away?
That
would have been a good thing to
plug. No, these people aren't worth that. I'm kidding. I don't have very many of them right now, but soon stores near you will have very many of them, and you can get one.
Yeah, and his name is Moshe Kasher.
That's right, and it's a story of my wayward, troubled youth. It's called Kasher in the Rye. that's really the name of the book. People think I'm kidding. It also has a subtitle. The True Tale of a White Boy from Oakland Who Became a Drug Addict, Criminal, Mental Patient, and then turned 16.
Who is going to die before you unless you die first.
Right, it's a story of how I died of leukemia when I was 16.
And Brendan Walsh,
I got nothing.
You're doing nothing with your life.
No.
Why?
I have a hangover.
You're just walking around with Doug Stanhope shirts.
Yeah. Selling shirts.
Oh, I saw why you had a hangover last night, actually.
Was I that out of control?
Well, we were at Natasha Leggero's house, and Brendan was drunk and being charming, but also super drunk, like swaying kind of a thing. And he at one point did this very specifically drunk move where he took out his pack of cigarettes, took up the last cigarette, and threw it on Natasha's table and just snared at it and then walked away.
Wow.
And then guess who picked it up as they left the house?
Who?
Fucking me. I did.
Oh,
that's right.
You nailed it, buddy. Nailed it.
The last cigarette's bad luck, right?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
You don't even remember doing that.
I don't remember doing it.
You also sucked my dick, which was weird.
I remember that part. Yeah.
It's a bonus for you, Marsh.
Yeah, it was a great night.
Have you been to the movies lately, Brendan?
No, I rented some movies. I rented Page One. It's a documentary about the New York Times. It was good. I rented Hugo and watched half of it.
What went wrong?
I just wasn't into it.
Yeah, I watched kids some of it in a motion picture house and walked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But also, I hate it. I hate those glasses. I hate the 3D glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So I just sit there and stew in the fact that I'm like, this better be more entertaining than a regular movie because I have to wear these stupid glasses.
And what if you get pink eye from those glasses?
That happens?
I don't know. Do they wash them in between? I'm serious.
I think
someone has a sty,
them.
And
no,
then
you
next
put them,
thing
you
know,
get them out of baggies, though, right? Don't
do
they give
you?
Them to you in baggies,
no,
and then you throw them in a bin? What do they do? They
right,
have to do
wait,
something.
Oh, that's like a disinfecting bin? No, this isn't the future, Lennon. We're
yes,
not living
is.
In the future.
That's cool if someone has a sty, though, because then the 3D is both coming at you and from you.
These are just tips. These are life skills, you know what I mean, that you can pick up at the UCB.
Well, what do you do, Moshe, with your glasses when they give you those clunky glasses? Can you really put them over yours?
Or oh, I put them, yeah, they fit directly over them. And then what I'll do is I bring a jar of pink eye with me and I just wipe it in my eyes.
To make sure you're getting what everyone else is getting.
Yeah, because it feels unfair that my glasses would be a barrier to that. And I'm a man of the people, of course. So pink eye for me.
It's so brave.
What was the last 3D movie that you saw that went through all that trouble?
What was the last 3D... Au revoir, Les Enfants. That's a Nazi movie. No. Thank you.
Holy shit.
You're killing, yes. You're killing with the rest of the panel.
Woo!
You guys see that? It's a Holocaust movie.
It's
in
a Holocaust
French
movie,
about,
yeah.
About a boys' school.
And it's in 3D?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, and there's a train that comes right at your face. It's really cool.
I feel like you're getting right on it.
You feel like you're in the oven, right?
Damn it. That is rich.
That was actually its marketing line. You feel like you're actually in the oven.
In ovens, no one can hear you screaming.
Oh. Feel the heat. Feel the heat.
Feel the heat. Nice. Nice. Feel the power. Okay, so, but seriously.
Get baked.
Let's get serious for a second. What have you been to the movies lately?
Yeah, I saw The Hunger Games this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the movie about Kobayashi, the competitive eater. He eats the hot dogs, guys. Spoiler alert. He wins.
Dips them in water first, right?
That's right. It's just 2 hours and 22 minutes of a little Japanese guy. I saw
people don't seem that hungry in it, and they don't really. It's not really that much of a game.
True.
So, I.
And also, I feel like this hand movement they do is very similar to the Nazi situation. You know what I mean?
Well, they're already today on the news. They're already saying that you know, the conservatives are worried that Hunger Games is you know, it's about them because there sort of is the 1% in Hunger Games. You know, they're the 1% because they all have really ridiculous hair color and stupid outfits, and they're all very pleased with themselves, and they all look stupid, and most of them don't have lines. Most of them have nothing to add to the movie. But
so they think that that's...
Did you like it, though?
I liked it a lot. I was a fan of the books. I read the books and was pleased at how faithfully they adapted the book.
But aren't the books much more violent?
Yeah, that was disappointing. I did want more children to die, but...
I think the same number died.
I wanted more visceral death, I guess.
I think there's still about 22 deaths, but... but they die less violently than they do in the book.
I don't really see it.
Is it a scary movie?
It's intense.
No.
It depends.
That's
if
my problem.
It's really intense.
It's not like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It's the same movie exactly.
Just different marketing.
That was the first thing I said after Hunger Games. Not enough anal rape.
That's what you say about most movies, though, right, Doug?
It's my go-to criticism.
That's why you don't have a column in, like, the New York Post. You know what
you
I mean?
Because
it's always the same. Not enough anal rape in Hugo.
You must have been...
Actually, there's a really brutal raping scene in Hugo.
I got a sty for no anal rape.
You must have been so pleased when you walked out of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, like, finally!
No, I've yet to see either version of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo because it's got. Wait, if you tell me a movie's got rape in it, I'm not interested already.
I'll tell you
who's
interested
it on
in
DVD,
it.
Right?
I'll tell you who's interested in it is Lennon, and she watched the Swedish version, which apparently will rip your insides out, your asshole.
I had a hard day.
Your imagination, asshole.
We had a hard day.
It won't haunt you. And then I do not care for scary movies. But Lennon insists on telling me a detail a day about it.
She's
she starts
a
with
the state.
Same.
She's
quote,
a ward of the
she's
state.
She's a ward of the state. And then
shit
it gets
is
worse.
Hard.
She belongs to nobody. And then she
has
tells
to blow
me
this dude.
Does she have a tramp stamp?
What's that?
I know she's tatted up. Does she have a tramp stamp?
Not in the books.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie?
I saw the first half of it after a hard day. I had a really hard day.
Just
I
to make it
home,
worse.
I watched the Swedish version, and since there's revenge rape, I feel like I'm satiated.
My problem with the Swedish version is, for me, it's hard to concentrate. Do I watch the rape, or do I read about the rape while it's happening?
Yeah, it's true. It's like double. Double.
She's
rape.
Got mad computer skills.
Yeah.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Swedish one, too, and not the American.
Nice.
I saw the American one.
And not the Swedish one?
Not the Swedish one. Nice. I heard that the raping part is more brutal in the Swedish one.
Right, they know how to do it over there.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around. Or they do.
Less guns over there.
There's caviar and smoked sturgeon and stuff.
Horrible things.
Smoked sturgeon.
That's a very Swedish situation.
Isn't that where that hotel is made out of ice?
That's Iceland.
Ice hotel? No.
Yeah, it is.
Can't be ice.
No, that's Superman.
It is. That's on every travel show.
I think there's an ice
that's
hotel.
That's Krypton. Or no, not Krypton. That's the Fortitude of
Kal-El.
Solace. The Fortitude of Solace. That was a great idea, though, for a little kid. Build a big fort and call it the Fortitude. Nobody gets in unless I say so. That's some fortitude. So, Lennon.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you been to the cinema lately? You've been busy making a hot new TV show.
I saw The Hunger Games. That's the first film I've seen.
Boom. Oh.
Is that?
Do the three fingers thing. I'm already... So you guys all know what happens in the movie, right?
I don't know anything about it.
For the most part. Really?
To be honest, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Are you going to go? All right.
Probably not. Maybe.
I'm just saying that there's a conclusion of The Hunger Games... And there's winners and losers.
Yeah.
And then there's three fucking books. So I want to know what kind of weird loophole is going to cause the characters that we know and love to have to participate again.
I don't think they do.
It's
they
new
don't?
Characters.
Well,
I've read all three books, so let me speak to this point.
Sorry, I brought my dad here. wake me when you're done.
I heard the third book has no games whatsoever. Like, some people get a little, you know, hungry. there are a few meals eaten in it, but I hear there's no games. That's what I hear.
Did you see Winner's Bone? Everybody see Winner's Bone?
Is that...
Same actress.
Yes, I did see that.
Because that's essentially the same movie.
It pretty much is. She's like fucking
only in
tearing
the
apart squirrels and eating them.
Yeah.
In every movie she's in.
She's got an absent dad, probably dead.
Belongs to no one.
She's a ward of the state.
Dark.
Brutal anal
movie
rape.
I don't want to see. I don't care.
Women beat her up. I don't know.
I like that. I like that actress a lot. That's perfect. Part of why I was disappointed in the movie is because I think she's great and you know she doesn't.
I just love her. Like I could stare at her moon face all day.
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence, right?
I don't know.
She's incredible.
I feel really left
Academy
out.
Award.
I don't. I
Academy
just,
Award nominee Jennifer Lawrence
for
Winter's Bone.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she was also in.
Never heard of that either. Winter's Bone?
Yeah, really?
You can't drink it.
Ashton Kutcher, come out here. Brendan, we're punking you. We're making up.
You guys invented this.
We're making up movies and actresses. It's all fake.
You're on off their rockers.
Yeah.
We rip our faces off for old ladies.
It must take them so long to punk the prankies on that show. Just like, hold on, I'm coming.
Wait for it.
Boo! And then they die.
And finally, Jessica.
Yes. I haven't seen a movie in a while at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But when things get really dark for me, I pop in a DVD series called Anne of Green Gables. And I have to... Oh, thank God.
Fellas, where you at?
This movie, so there's three of us here.
Where my Gilbert's at?
Where my Gilbert's at? Woo! Now... So that's when my husband knows like things are really bad. I'm just like I'm clutching my rescue miniature schnauzer, like rocking back and forth and watching Green Gables. I mean, it's not a movie for adults. Let's put it that way. It's for 12-year-olds. but that's girls. I've been watching little snippets of that almost every weekend just to get me through this.
Not to get off the subject.
I don't know why we would. But it's a 6-hour long.
I just
want to
know
your.
I want to know how many things has your miniature schnauzer rescued.
My heart.
Does it have?
Doug, my
does
heart.
It have a little bottle of whiskey around its neck?
Yeah.
Do you send it into the Yukon?
She's rescued my sanity.
What's that Anna Green Gables all about?
I don't think anyone really wants
it sounds
to know.
Like it sounds like it's something that doesn't appeal to men at all.
It's a lot of corsets and petticoats and
puff sleeves and
touches
and
of the touches of the wrist. You know what I mean? Ooh, and that's it. That's all you'll get sex wise for 6.5 hours.
She is a ward of the state, though, right?
She is actually. She's an orphan. She's a redheaded orphan. Japanese people
so
love
sass.
Anna Green Gables. I actually went to the where it was filmed.
In Japan?
In Prince Edward Island in Canada, and there were all these famous Japanese sumo wrestlers
what?
Who were taking a visit there. Yes, they're she's like their national hero. Because she's so outspoken, but not really, because she's in the 1800s, you know what I mean? That's their
she's like an 1800s Veronica Mars.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm down. I'm in
there.
I like it now.
I have a comfort show that I've been watching.
What's that?
I've been watching Deep Space Nine. I watch it like the same way that you watch Anne of Green Gables.
Yes.
I've watched so many episodes of it that the other day they had an episode that took place back on Earth, and I actually thought, oh, wow, it must have cost them so much to film on Earth.
You think it's a real thing.
They pretty much filmed the whole show on Earth, I think.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to say from now on at this part of the show.
Yeah.
Let's play Build a Title. This is a friend of the show who lives in Philadelphia named Randy Lawson suggested to me on Twitter today that I use a Diane Wiest movie because it's her. She's celebrating a birthday this week. And I looked through a lot of her movies and had a hard time finding one that would be an appropriate starter title, but I managed to pull it off. And we'll start with Brendan. Do you remember how to play this, Moshe?
I don't.
Fantastic.
Figure it out.
We might not have been playing it when the last time you were on, so yeah, you're probably gonna lose. I'll just warn you right now. Radio days.
Radio days of thunder.
Bam. Now you have to.
I think I get it.
You'd be surprised.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You need to come up with a movie that ends in radio or begins with thunder or dir.
Wait, one more time?
Yeah. You thought you had it, didn't you?
Well, at the moment, now it's gone.
Begins with thunder or ends in radio, a movie title.
Radio.
Nicely done. You're out. Okay, now we go.
The movie.
But you got to build. You can't just stick with the foundation that's already there.
It wasn't like a choice.
You got
to
add
one or the other.
But it's okay. There's low stakes. Losing doesn't matter. What do you think? Can you think of anything that ends in radio?
I had one that he fucked.
Yeah, don't do radio because it doesn't work.
Well, no, I wasn't building. It was sort of within the beginning.
Or anything that ends in Ray?
Yeah. So that was what it was going
to
be.
Seems
it was
going to
just be Ray.
Just Ray, right? So everybody does that, and then it's over. Brendan will be our winner.
I'll be the winner.
What? I'm just thinking
myself. I thought you were whispering answers.
No, why would I give you the answers?
Whenever there's girls sitting next to each other on this show, they help each other.
Serious chocolate.
It's so adorable.
I just figured out how to play the game.
I get it.
You'll be back. So nothing? That's okay.
I was going to say Radio Days of Thunder Rolls, which is a Garth Brooks song.
It's a Garth Brooks song.
It might be
the same
that's not a movie.
It might be a movie.
And you know, that is a song.
I'll accept that.
That's a song about
spousal
abuse. You
guys know how loose I am about
it's
these
about
things.
Domestic abuse.
It's about domestic abuse.
Is she a ward of the state?
But she might as well be. It's like Lennon's favorite song. It's all about waiting for your husband to get home to beat you.
I mean, he's been.
That's true. And then she kills him, right?
What?
Doesn't she shoot him in that song?
Well, it's storming.
it's storming and he's been out smelling like something he shouldn't be smelling like.
Pussy.
Let me smell your dick. You ever hear that song?
It's weird that there aren't more country songs made into movies because they all tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, it has a beginning, middle, and end. It's ready to go.
Let's do it.
Jessica, any idea how to play this game?
Yes. So it has to
end with radio.
End with radio or begin with rolls.
Begin with thunder.
What? Rolls. Didn't you give rolls her thunder rolls?
I
you didn't give it to her.
I was
wait,
kidding.
What? I gave it to her.
I was
okay.
I was joking around.
Yeah, welcome to the losers.
Am I out?
Sucks
yeah, you're out.
Fuck you, man.
You'll be back in.
I was holding on to a dream.
You'll be back in no time.
I was just about to say, oh, how about Days of Thunder? What? Thunder, no. That's stupid. That's what the suggestion was, Radio Days.
Brendan's walking away with this.
Yeah, man.
For coming up with Days of Thunder. It's hard.
This one's hard. Thunder. I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay.
Oh, God. I've let you down, Doug.
No, you haven't.
Doug, I love you.
Brendan's our winner, but you could have...
So that was it? Radio Days
yeah, yeah.
of Thunder.
Radio Days of Thunder.
Wait, Lennon just thought of
might
one.
Might be the shortest winning title ever.
What was it, Lennon? Can you give it to me? As no. Your could I use Lennon
no,
as my
No, but she could
line?
Just tell us
okay,
what it
what
is.
What was it, Lennon?
The Gradio Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
The Gray. Is that a word?
The Gray.
What?
The Gray. The Gradio Days Liam Neeson Thunder. Movie where they walk into the wilderness and they go to that ice hotel.
All right,
sorry. That was
Brendan's our winner. Says, that means he gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. That's all you win. It's no big deal.
Oh, and, shit. I thought I was going to win one of my t-shirts.
Yeah, let me give you one of your shirts back. But now it's time to pick a name tag for who you want to play for in the audience. And right. You guys don't recoil from them just because you don't think they're going to be good at it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I hear a whoop monkey. Did you write your name on it? Nice. There's lots of pretty ones. In San Diego over the weekend, there was only like eight name tags in the audience. That was a little disappointing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Brendan's gonna keep his for sure.
Is that edible? That looks edible.
I know it's. I think it's rubber, but it's a.
It's a dildo.
It's a.
Yep, it's a dildo.
Does it have an on-off switch or something, or is it just?
I don't think, are
just has a hard.
Brennan's gonna write 10 new thing. Minutes of material about that.
I already have a whole dildo.
And
chunk.
Like, I think they wrote a shithead on the back of it, but I can't make it out. That's hard to read. Oh, what? Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's enjoyable. All right, and what's the name on the front of it?
Christine.
All right, so Brendan's playing for Christine, who brought a pink dildo.
This is a prescription, a blank script, so this is good for OxyContin, which is why I picked it. And it's Mia.
Her name's Mia.
Yeah.
All right, no shithead on the back. Okay, good. And then what do you have there, Lennon?
I have the album for Layla, which is my lady, and other assorted love songs by Derek and the Dominoes. Which is about that song where the man is a woman?
No.
The woman is a man?
No, you're thinking of Lola.
What, is this
that's a Kinks song.
What's this one?
Layla's, that's a song.
Is this the early Eric Clapton?
Layla!
Yeah,
you got me on my knees.
It's about, I think he was fucking George Harrison's wife.
Yeah.
And that's...
From Derek and the... That was Eric Clapton, though, I
Eric
thought.
Clapton. Yeah, he's Derek and the Dominoes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's the Eric and Derek.
Like I mean, it was title. The '60s. You know, people were doing a lot of crazy shit.
But so, what's the name of the person who brought this?
The name.
Right down here. What, Layla?
Layla is your actual name.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And Jessica also picked out an album.
Yes, Julio Iglesias, A Vous Les Femmes, and the name is Ethan.
Ethan just wrote his name
on his
Julio
here.
Iglesias
on his
record
here.
All right, fair enough. Let's play. First person to 2 points wins.
This is a double album.
That dildo isn't distracting at all. The trouble with that dildo is that color looks delicious.
Yeah.
It looks like it would taste good. It's the same pink as, what are those candies that taste like...
Dick. Dick flavored candies.
Dick candies. Those dick lozenges you love so much.
This
yeah,
is crazy. I've been taking these penis pills and they taste just like penis.
This is crazy too. The logo on the bottom of it looks like the Nickelodeon splat.
It's a dildo for kids.
Wait until you can splat. In the meantime.
That looks like a good time. If I was a chick, I'd totally be jamming that up in my shit.
Are you currently single, Brendan?
Yeah, I am.
Well, are come you on, currently look, single? Okay.
That'd feel good, probably. Yeah. Look at it.
Oh, we'd love to jam things up our shit.
Yeah.
As much as we can.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
Jam we'll it on
to,
up there.
We'll try to curl this up later and put it up there.
Is this what the pilot episode of Best Friends Forever is about?
Yeah, jamming shit up there.
That's where we're friends. We do it. We do it to each other.
Oh, man.
We don't. That honestly looks like something from Deep Space Nine to me. Yeah.
Oh, it brings me great comfort, actually.
Like a...
Not the first dick that's been on your face today.
No. Although this one's a lot bigger than yours, definitely.
Oh.
No. not a lot.
Although, strangely, his does have this odd ridging on it.
My dick has gills on it as well.
Actually, your dick's a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I tried.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Hey, come on.
But he brought it back to movies, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's give you a category to choose from here, Brendan, and then we'll go to Jessica next.
Okay.
All right, so I think you're going to be all right.
We'll see.
Delenium suggested on Twitter, Black That Gas Up, which is movies with either Kyle Gass or Jack Black.
Okay.
Or both.
Yeah.
Desperately Seeking Snoozin'. That's a movie where the lead character would like to go to bed, would like to get some sleep.
Okay.
And it's Nathan Fillion's birthday today. He's a good guy. Ladies love him too. And so the films of Nathan Fillion. Which one of those would you like to play, Brendan?
Well, I don't know who that guy is, so I won't do that one. I'm curious about the sleeping one. Let's do the sleeping one.
Okay.
This movie, right, guys?
Yeah. This movie where somebody needs to get some sleep is from 1985. Leonard gave it 2.5 stars. He says about this character that wants to get some sleep, he says that he's an ordinary guy. And he also says about him that he is the only normal person in the picture. And there are 11 names and a knowing laugh in the crowd. How many names do you think you can get it in, Brendan Walsh?
I'll start with, I think I might know this movie, but I'll say 10.
All right, Poker Mouth.
Poker Mouth.
You're telling them everything instead of just, you know, playing it sneaky. If you think you know it and you're bidding 10,
I could.
That's kind of a puss move.
Yeah.
So you should do it more slyly. Like, I don't know, 10,
well, I,
10
it
names?
Could be any movie.
Yeah,
I don't
just,
know, 10?
10 names? Yeah, that's better. Okay, and we come to Jessica.
I'm going to say, how many names do 11?
11 total, so...
11. I'm going to say 11.
But you have to go down. You have to go down from his 10 bids. You have to say 9.
Oh, I do. I'm going to have to say 9 then. Okay. Thanks a lot, Brendan.
And then we go to Lennon. And she can go lower or
I can
tell
go
her
lower
to name
or say
it.
Name it?
To Jessica, yeah.
Right.
Your best friend forever.
I'll say 8.
Ooh, nice.
I can
then
go
we go
8.
To Moshe?
Name it.
Fuck you.
I think with 8 names, she's going to get it.
Yeah,
it's 1985?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And your names are Bronson Pinchot, Dick Miller, Catherine O'Hara, Cheech Marin, John Hurd, Terry Garr, Linda Fiorentino... And, of course, Thomas Chong. I don't know why Cheech and Chong's names are several names apart in the listings, but... So Cheech and Chong were in this.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to get some sleep.
Right up my alley.
He's an ordinary person. Yeah. Only normal person in the movie.
Right.
1985.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Heard whispers.
Not like The Price is Right. I don't think we can go to the audience.
You know, although Moshe has done that.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Catherine O'Hara.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mom.
Terrific
can I say
guess,
it? Can I say it?
That guy doesn't sleep much because he's got kids. He's
Terry Garr's in that, too.
Yeah, and she's in it. What do you think it is?
It's After Hours.
Yeah. Yeah, After Hours.
I knew it.
The top three names were Verna Bloom, Rosanna Arquette,
Griffin Dunn.
Moshe gets a point.
That's a great movie.
Now we start with Brendan again.
Yeah.
And then we head in Moshe's direction, so it might not even get to you, Jessica.
Oh, God.
Don't panic.
I'm so scared.
Would you like to play one of these categories, Brendan? Would you like the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day, the King of Pancakes category, or a movie that's in theaters now? That's movies that are in theaters now. Or extremely popular category just because of the title, but it never gets picked. My Wife!
Okay, let's do it.
Which is films where the director is married to an actress in the film.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what we're playing.
We'll do it.
This My Wife is from... And it's funny, people on Twitter keep suggesting things like, how about My Knife? And, movies where someone gets stabbed.
This category is also...
My Slice, movies about a pizza restaurant.
This is much harder than the other two categories, too.
Sounds... Well, we'll see.
It narrows it down considerably. It doesn't happen that often. It happens. Two stars from Leonard. The movie's from 1984. The director directed his own wife in it. Leonard calls this movie headache-inducing. And he also says it was followed by a sequel. And there are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in, Brandon Walsh?
I'll say 5 names.
Strong opening bid. We go to Moshe.
Is it pussy if I say name it? I don't think you can do it.
It's not only is it not pussy, it's also potential game winner if he fails.
Name it.
Is it Terminator?
Would you like to hear the 5 names?
He's out. I win. Is it Terminator? Okay, yeah, I'll hear the 5 names.
What the hell, right?
Yeah, why not?
Let's hear the 5 names.
Because they probably won't, well, unless they say, okay. I mean, I only know 2 people in that movie. The one I'm thinking of.
Let's see what happens when I name the 5 names.
Right. Okay.
And we're going to get you like some sort of game tutor or something before the next time you come on.
I'm going to sit you down
in a room with Sam Levine for a few hours. and you'll come out a total champ. Your names are Dan Aykroyd.
Oh.
Philip.
Wait a minute.
Awesome in Terminator. Philip Stone. Roshan Seth. Amish Puri. Those are good clues. And then this is fantastic. You get 5 out of 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If your 5th name is Ki-Hai Kwan.
Ki-Hai Kwan.
Yeah. Everybody laughed because they know what it is now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Ki-Hai Kwan is.
You don't know Ki-Hai Kwan?
Dan Aykroyd and Ki-Hai Kwan. Well, I'm going to say, geez. So...
This looks like Ki-Hai Kwan.
Am I gonna? Is it Dan Aykroyd's wife? Did Dan Aykroyd direct it?
That's another thing about this game. Is
I know, you can't ask for more clues. I know. All right.
At this point,
so,
you can stick with Terminator if you want.
No. Okay. No, I won't say Terminator. Is it? I don't know. Spies Like Us.
That's a good guess, because of course Dan Aykroyd would be 7th billed in that, in that Chevy Chase Dan Aykroyd vehicle.
I don't.
You've already guessed. I win.
But that I bet Spies Like Us was around that time, though. So you probably got around the right year. The remaining names are Kate Capshaw and Harrison Ford. Does that help you at all?
Oh yeah, it's Indiana Jones.
And the Temple of Doom.
Oh, it's the Temple of Doom.
Kalimar Shabti Day.
Oh. Calamar.
I always like to think he's saying, calamari, shop today. Get your calamari.
I'm going to change my answer back to Terminator.
Okay, Moshe Kasher's our winner. Well done, Moshe. Bringing the show in right on time. The dildo gets to name a shithead.
All I had to do was say name it twice.
Yeah, that's, you know, some people bitch at you on Twitter like you won the cheap way or, you know, is the easy way or whatever, but I just like a winner, personally.
Cheap way.
Yeah.
Please don't bitch at me on Twitter. I'm really sensitive right now.
Well, as soon as you say that, then you really get it.
What do you? What's all this paperwork you're filling out?
Well, I had to write down who the dildo wants for a shithead. Now, is Brandon going to keep this? Or do you need it back?
I wasn't even the woman who gave it to you. No. Some other woman.
Like, I'll take
that
it.
Was the same woman who watches Anne of Green Gables every night.
Where's Christine at?
She's like, I just pulled that out, all out
Where'd
of my
Where'd you get
shit.
It from? Right there? All right, here we go. I'm going to try to hit you with it.
Yeah.
Oh! She didn't catch it, but I put it right there.
Yeah.
I'm no Tim Tebow. I didn't run it over there. Okay, who are you playing? Oh, Mia, could you come over and share with me who? Yeah, just come stand up and write down somebody for me to call a shithead anywhere right here on this piece of paper.
You won.
Oh, you won. Yeah. Sit the hell down. Take your damn prizes and sit down. Congratulations, Mia. Do you want this or do you want this? Okay. Where's Layla? Where's Layla?
Right here.
Layla.
She's a beautiful
here.
Woman.
Oh, nice.
She's got a nice walk and shorts on.
Come on over here. I know, you probably have, it's probably a little awkward to have to walk out on stage when you're not a... Just write down somebody for me to call a shithead.
Sweet audience shot, huh, guys?
Okay, that's an interesting one. And Jessica's playing for Julio /
Yes, Ethan.
Ethan. Where's Ethan at? There you are. Come on over here, dude, and write down who you want me to call a shithead. It's probably, this is the longest this process has ever taken. Watch Best Friends Forever on NBC. Oh, another nice ass shot. I like it.
Tuck up the flannel shirt.
Everyone's letting the audience see their ass. Just write it down there. Anybody you want me to call a shithead? Anybody,
just FYI, though.
Anybody in the world.
What's
Brendan
my name?
Is his name. Yeah.
While you're down there, have you ever had
a playing
pink,
for you?
You ever had a pink dildo all up in your shit, sir?
My name's Brendan.
You want to name him? Because it spoils the surprise when you ask out loud.
Yeah.
And,
Walsh.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll remember it. You don't have to keep writing. I know his name.
We all know what you're doing.
He's going for it. He's still writing.
Wow, he's saying a lot more than a shithead. He's a lot of other really things he wants me to say about you.
His hand is shaking. He's really all flushed with adrenaline right now.
What's the premiere date again?
April 4th, 8:30.
April 4th, 8:30. And then watch again on April 11th.
Yeah,
exactly. And the 18th.
Six episodes.
Keep with it, you guys.
What's on your shirt, Ethan?
Bye, Ethan.
There's
sorry.
A naked woman with Medusa hair.
Oh, Ethan.
What does that say? Really.
Ethan.
Oh, don't do it.
There are snakes crawling down that woman's tits. You nailed it, buddy. Yeah. Nice. Right.
He likes a challenge when it comes to tits. Those two
fear
venomous snakes hanging out.
Ethan, were you in a particularly brutal scene in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by any chance?
No. Moshe, you got anything you want to plug? Any tour dates coming up? Anything after Friday?
Yeah, I am on Friday at Book Soup. I'm doing one of my release parties in L.A., and then I'm going on a tour all over the West Coast and the Midwest. Go to MosheKasher.com. I'll be everywhere. San Francisco, Chicago, Oklahoma City, Austin, Vancouver, Seattle, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be all over the place, so please come see me.
And by release party, you mean that you're going to jizz on someone?
Yeah.
And, Brandon, what do you got coming up?
This is coming out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at the Pechanga Casino.
Pechanga.
Pechanga.
So you really don't know anything.
I don't have any knowledge in my head. Pechanga with Chelsea Peretti. And then April 5th through 7th, I'll be at the Comedy Mix in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, that's fun. That's always a good time up there. I like that place. All right. And I'm going to be at Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin on April 9th. Douglas Movies tapings at Helium in Portland on April 14 and 15. And at Cobb's in San Francisco on April 19th. And I'm recording my next album on 420 at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington. Thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for them. And we may have a winner for the strangest set of three shitheads I've ever had to say out loud. As always, Brendan Walsh is a shithead because he looks like Mar from Home Alone.
Oh, the Home Alone guy, yeah. I get that all the time.
Oh, Marv. He looks like Marv
yeah.
from Home Alone.
One of the burglars from Home Alone.
Okay, and then Mark is a shithead. Just Mark.
I guess he's
sitting next to Layla. And then the lovely Christine and with the dildo. She wanted me to say that premature ejaculation is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of old, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.